This is Karen Lyle of SalesPort Talk, and I've been having a continuing conversation with Sir Robin Knox Johnson. He is in Portsmouth, Hampshire, England, and of course I am here in the San Francisco Bay Area in California, the United States, and we have been discussing the time at sea and also gardening.
You were actively involved in sailing and ocean voyaging.
Yeah, you know, I went to sea when I was 17 and a half in the Merchant Marine, and we had the most fantastic training. I mean, bear in mind, in those days, Britain had 18% of all merchant ships, and we had a really good system set up for it. And I stayed at sea for the next 12 years, and then the trip around the world came up, and I did that. But after I'd done it, the whole system was changing, and I didn't like the way it was going. So I left the sea. And I built a marina on the Hamble with a bunch of friends, and, you know, I got into yachting, if you like. But, you know, it was time to change. Things were changing. The British Merchant Marine was collapsing, and it wasn't a good time to be there because you're going to be made redundant. So I probably picked the right time to get out. But after that, you know, I raced. I was in business, obviously, and I went to Oxford Business School. I still like my racing, so I kept on racing. I won the Round Britain race twice. I was in the British Admirals Cup team, the Whitbread race. I beat the Frenchman Tarbury in both legs I skippered. And then I went on to do other things like winning the Multi-Hull World Championship. You know, I was just racing because I loved racing. And my poor wife used to put up with it, but... Occasionally she got me home and she'd say, the garden needs sorting out. And you say, reluctantly, okay, I better do this.
Do you like gardening?
Actually, I love gardening. There's nothing better to me than watching spring when everything's starting to grow and what you've planted is coming up and looking at it. I love gardening. I live in Portsmouth. We're fairly crammed in here. It's a city. 200,000 people, and I've only got a yard, really, with about 3 square meters of garden, but I've got plants in there which I love and I nurture. And what I'd really like is a lot more space to grow a lot more plants.
Thank you, Sir Robin, for that lovely chat. This past weekend, I took a tour of the San Francisco Bay in my sailboat Sandpiper and spotted 3 signal flags, CG over 1, on the port side of the San Francisco Yacht Club's mast. Those familiar with maritime history know that this configuration states, I will stand by to assist you. The San Francisco Maritime Association hopes that yacht clubs around the world might also fly these flags. I will stand by to assist you. That is a great message. This is Karen Lyle of SalesPort Talk.
All right, there are the dulcet tones of Chris Cross, Daddy Mac Make You Jump, Rick Tittle with you on a Tuesday in the first hour. And I'm joined with Karen Lyle for SalesportTalk.com segment. Karen, how are you holding up, my friend?
Well, you know, I went sailing, and I was out on the bay and anchored over at China Camp, and saw those signal flags, and it really cheered my spirits up. I'm looking forward to the waters being opened up for more than just journalists. That would be lovely.
All right. We have a couple of guests, one we know very well, Patty Mangan, the Vice Commodore Pacific Interclub Yachting Association, and Dave Brenninger, the MC of the 104th opening day of the SF Bay, April 26, 2020. Patty, let's start with you. What does the job entail of Vice Commodore? That sounds highfalutin and very cool.
It's not so highfalutin, but the biggest project of the entire year is producing the opening day parade, boat parade on the bay, which is a 100-year-old tradition and involves the Coast Guard and the Coast Guard Auxiliary and the fireboat and all these different crafts, from classic to the big powerboat to the small sloop sailboat. And it's a big event, a big party on a committee boat on the Cabernet Sauvignon, typically over 200 people on that boat. It's a big event. And as this pandemic came into play, I got what I call a hall pass from the governor and did not have to do anything, could not produce anything on the water. Absolutely no permits from the Coast Guard, absolutely no way that a lot of people could gather. And so I sat on that for a couple of weeks, and then I came up with this idea of having a virtual model boat parade, which we just did on Sunday.
Patty, I was amazed at how many people are really into model boats. And there were, 200 people who registered for that in a short period of like a week or something like that.
Right. Very little warning, kind of trying to pull it all together. And meanwhile, reaching out to 106 yacht clubs and letting them know, hey, last month we told you no parade. This month we're telling you we're on. And whatever you've got in your garage, whatever you've got in your backyard, pull it together, whatever you have in your home, and let's celebrate being creative and crafty and enter your boat into the parade representing your yacht club. So over 35 yacht clubs did come through with multiple entries from many of the clubs.
And now, Dave, let's talk about what being the MC of opening day is, and also, will we have an opening day, and if we do, how will it be different?
Well, good morning, everyone. This is Dave Brettinger. I've been the announcer, privileged to do so for, about 10 years, and it's always a pleasure. Normally, we're out in the bay. It's just beautiful out there. This time, obviously, everyone was doing things electronically, as described by Patty, who, by the way, did an admirable job serving both as coordinator, producer, and director, and actual participant from time to time, because from time to time, as electronics happened to be, they didn't show up correctly on my screen, or I couldn't get the font large enough. Let me just comment, though, it was very exciting. Many people participated. Normally, we'd be on the Commodore yacht ship, and they're out of Alameda, right across from the Potomac, President Roosevelt's ship during his tenure. And it's just a great event, a lot of socializing going on, and one is seeing the vessels come by. You announce the number, the owner or the skipper of the boat. And we have a great time doing that, as well as a lot of camaraderie. This was different. We have a lot of camaraderie. However, it was predominantly the voices of Patty, myself, and Winston Bumpus, who also was the other announcer. A little bit in terms of the on-air time for us was different because we didn't have any real opportunity to really pre-read the script and be prepared in what sequencing everything would be. But I think we did amazingly well. I think it's something for a lot of organizations to think about. I'm going to say, frankly, I can't wait. We're back in the water for next year and can celebrate. But, if there's an off-season event that yacht clubs or organizations would like to do, maybe it's during the dead of winter, would be maybe to come up with what Patty has inaugurated with this virtual opening day parade among boaters. We did have those that had actually taken time to make some small vessels or found them that they'd been holding on to since they were quite young. A few of the folks also took time to have some art. We had a couple that were just submissions of artwork nicely done. And unexpectedly, we got some really great junior events, and they, like all things, children kind of capture the day. So it's a quick overview, but it's always exciting to be a part of anything involving boating, whether on the water or on the computer screen.
Well, Dave, this was certainly the most unusual opening day that we've had in 104 years, being that we were not on the water. But we had the formalities. Everything was presented the same way in which you would have done it on the committee boat. For example, you had Captain Marie Byrd from the U.S. Coast Guard there. And was she the Grand Marshal?
No, I don't believe we had a Grand Marshal per se this year. But, yes, she stayed with us, Captain Byrd, throughout, right up to the very end. I think she was like everyone else, looking for a nice outlet to enjoy away visually, to enjoy boating and the waters. Patty, you could comment if we had a Grand Marshal, but I frankly don't remember that we do.
We didn't take it to that title, but she definitely was our high-ranking guest. We also had Dave David Perry, who was a maritime historian. We had John Arndt from Latitude 38 and Bill Wells from Delta Yachtsman.
Bay and Delta Yachtsman, yes.
Yes, Bay and Delta Yachtsman. And,
but, Karen, you're right. We had a lot of the similarities as before. We even had a photograph that historically has always been done live, is Blessing of the Fleet. Everyone who's participating before the parade starts cruises over near Corinthian Yacht Club, one of the oldest yacht clubs, in particular with a building there in Marin County. And they have what's called the God Squad. And it has each of a different faith who are on a host vessel, and all the other boats go by, including the PICYA opening day parade vessel, which is huge compared to everyone else's boat. And they bless us in different languages and whatever they would like to do. We had a photograph of that. That's a longstanding, very unique tradition.
Rick Tittle with Karen Lyle and Patty Mangan and Dave Brenninger. I know there are a lot of athletes out there in Major League Baseball. They're playing online the video game MLB The Show. We've had NASCAR doing virtual racing. Can you garner any kernel of joy from doing this virtually, or there's just nothing like the salty wind in your face?
We had people stay with us virtually right up through to the very end. We were on for over 2 hours and maybe 20 minutes. That was amazing. Folks came on quickly. You're right. Nothing's better than truly being out in the water or enjoying walking the docks, visiting with your fellow boaters.
In fact,
I think that there was some merit, though, in all of us together longing for the water. You know, there's some social companionship in having those experiences and sharing those memories. Patty, did you find in the chats that people gave you online comments that they made about this?
Yes, the chatting going on was fantastic. First of all the yacht clubs were signing in and letting us know who was there. But they were commenting on the entries, and they were commenting amongst themselves. And I was running the show. I couldn't really pay attention to everything that was going on. But I have to say, within an hour of it, I'm like, I want to be on the water. This is killing me, looking at all these wonderful pictures. We did do a memory lane of opening days past, back to San Jose Sailing Club, submitted that image of their opening day photo of their members with Jack London. And then, of course, there's pictures from the fireboats and all the blessing of the fleet, the God Squad, and so on. And I was dying to get on the water. And it was a beautiful day. So this is, I feel that we are getting closer to restrictions being loosened up and for responsible boaters to be able to get out on the water again. But I think what we did for the community is we kept up a tradition and we delivered an experience. And I think that this opening day will be talked about for years to come.
And Dave, you being on the radio, you're very comfortable. This is old hat for you, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, I've been on the radio for at least 35 years. I could just take a moment. I've got a personal collection of audio archives from early disc recordings to early cylinders to transcription of radio shows, KVMR-FM out of Nevada City, 89.5, and on the World Wide Web, KVMR.org. It's a community radio station, solely dependent, just like yachting is, on a lot of great volunteers. So I've been on with now my 1,052nd show or whatever it is, and it's growing.
Dave, I wanted to talk to you a moment about the Recreational Boaters of California organizations advocating for us in the state of California. I understand there's a couple of town halls coming up on Thursday that can be registered from their website for those who are in California. But can you tell us the role that you see ROBC is having in helping the yacht clubs and the boating associations and racing associations to be able to figure out how to go forward to be on the water but to still manage the pandemic and the COVID-19 situation?
Well, Recreational Boaters of California is a wonderful organization. Not many states have something similar. I'm a past president of it from about 9 or 10 years ago. It's made up of volunteers from 9 volunteers from Northern California, 9 from Southern. And that group is the group that meets regularly, personally, as well as electronically, to be the advocates of legislative and regulatory interests of importance to keep boating on the water and keep it floating and keep it racing and having a great time. We also have a legislative governmental director, a firm of Desmond & Desmond, that is kind of our own consultant, and they're paid, so we're heavily dependent on the generosity of our yacht club members and yacht clubs for financial donations or contributions to RBOC. But it has done many, many things to help keep in Sacramento, our state capital, the legislative officials and the governor aware that the recreational boating is an integral part in a long history in California, and we're looking to preserve our rights.
All right, very well. We got to run. That's Dave Brenninger, the MC of the 104th opening day, and an opening day in, unlike no other for San Francisco Bay, and our friend Patty Mangan, the Vice Commodore Pacific Interclub Yachting Association, and, of course, my co-host for this segment, Karen Lyle. Thanks, everyone. Stay safe, and hopefully we're back on the choppy bay water soon.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, and the beautiful Golden Gate Bridge for the backdrop. You're so true.
Thank you so
All
much
right.
for coming
Thanks,
on the
Karen.
Show. Bye. Thanks, Rick. We'll be seeing you next week.
All right. Sounds good. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline.